Entergy will not release the cost of refueling the Vernon reactor, but Vermont Business Magazine is reporting that the last process, done in October 2011, cost nearly $100 million. Vermont Yankee spokesman Rob Williams explains that the plant is on an 18-month refueling cycle, and they continue to operate based on federal licensing and favorable court decisions.
During the time of refueling, there's also a lot of maintenance that goes on with the plant systems. And so we bring in, this time, about 1,100 specialized contractors from really around the country. It's about $2.5 million in economic benefit to the area. And we're doing this as allowed in the recent court decision, the recent MRTHA decision that authorized our continued operation. We're doing business and all long-term activities with the assumption that we'll be generating electricity through 2032, as has been allowed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. But we're participating with the Public Service Board process and seeking a certificate of public good.
News of the refueling comes shortly after the Swiss financial firm UBS downgraded Entergy's stock to sell status. That firm is also predicting that Entergy will close at least one of its nuclear power plants, and it singled out Vermont Yankee. Vermont Citizens Action Network lobbyist Bob Stannard believes Entergy must refuel to save face.
Their announcement to refuel, I think, is dwarfed by the announcement of UBS that they are lowering their status of their stocks from hold to sell. This corporation has to say that they're refueling, because if they don't say that, then their stocks will plummet. And I think that the UBS report is showing that their stocks are already very soft. But the announcement shouldn't come as any surprise. I don't know if they're really going to refuel or if they're saying that they have to refuel. But either way, the worst thing that they could do right now is say that they're not going to refuel, because it sends a shockwave to their stockholders.
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna doesn't find a pending refueling significant.
It's in Entergy's probably short-term financial interest to refuel. I don't think that the company is in a position to begin to decommission the plant, both from a legal perspective and probably from a financial perspective. I think Entergy is probably willing to continue to lose a little bit of money on the plant for at least the next 18 months. Over the next 18 months, we'll have much more clarity from the courts, and we're going to see how energy markets shift and whether or not Entergy could remain viable in the long term.
Cheryl Hanna adds that refueling Vermont Yankee is not inconsistent with the UBS report that Entergy could decide to close a plant within a year.
It means that they'll begin what really is a long process towards decommissioning. They're not going to like wake up one day and be like, oh, we're going to just turn the lights off. So I don't really see the refueling inconsistent with projections that the plant in the long term is going to be unprofitable enough to have Entergy consider closing it.
The refueling at Vermont Yankee will occur this spring, although at this time Entergy will not provide specific dates. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.